What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Without humility, courage is a dangerous game. Oh yeah, the dangerous game episode. I like Felucia at night. You don't get to see that often.
Yeah, I was just about to say. People always ask what planet we would live on.
You'd live on Felucia?
Huh?
You'd live on Felucia?
It's pretty.
It is pretty, but it's scary. Like, I guess most of what I know about Felucia comes from The Force Unleashed, where it's like, ugh, scary planet.
My normal answer is Scarif, because beach.
Yeah, but Scarif makes plenty of sense. You don't need to explain yourself to me there. Plo Koon's little binoculars have, like, no lenses on them.
None of them do.
How do they work?
They all look the same. They all look like they have a steel pad on the front of them.
I like that they have little Felucian allies in this episode after the season 2 episode, I think, where they help them fight off pirates.
Mm-hmm.
That episode that the Mandalorian redid.
Yeah.
I really want to know kind of what the conversation was surrounding that episode, because I know Dave Filoni had to have been like, just a heads up, we did this in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And John was probably like, I don't care. I want to do it.
I take it back. It looks like there's too many bugs there.
One look at a couple of bugs and Molly's like, I'm out. My question always becomes, like, what's so important about these planets? It's like, what's on Felucia that the Separatists and the Republic are like, we need it?
Who knows?
Well, I guess the Republic is more like
resources of some kind. Or they're just trying to take the planet over.
Right. The Republic always seems to be more about, like, well, we can't let the Separatists have this. But I want to know why the Separatists want it in the first place. Yeah. Or maybe they're just there to, like, enslave people.
Are those reindeer names?
You know, Comet and Sinker and Boost and Rex.
Whoa. That is an insane gun.
Hey, it's the Luke line. Where could he be?
Where could he be? just another Tuesday.
Oh, what
I guess.
A day.
So they have nothing better to do.
I don't think so. Ooh, there was a recent comic, Bounty Hunters issue 3 or 4. Bosk is in it, and he mentions the Scorekeeper, which was a Legends thing, but they're bringing it back. Mm. The Trandoshans worship a goddess called the Scorekeeper, who keeps track of all their victories in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Or hunting, I guess. That's like why they do this, is to get points for their god.
Interesting.
But not all Trandoshans are this bad. These episodes in general just look pretty.
Yeah. I can't help but think of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen whatever that dangerous game.
You mean Reddit?
Huh?
You mean Reddit?
Reddit?
It's a short story.
Oh. Okay, well, I haven't read it. I thought you were talking about the website.
No. That's a different sort of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I feel like we read it twice growing up in school. I'm surprised they never made you read it.
We read better stuff.
Oh.
Bummer.
These episodes really build off of the Citadel or the Mortis arcs, I think, where it's all about like Ahsoka not giving up hope that Anakin will rescue her, Anakin not giving up hope that she is still alive.
Yeah.
But in this one, he has to like stop and trust her, and I guess that's building off of everything that happens in the Citadel,
right?
Where she comes along despite him telling her not to, and he's learning to trust and let go a little bit more, but not enough in the end.
They look like they could use a shower.
Oh, this room.
Oh, yeah. So sad. There's like Wookiee pelts in there.
Oh, there's a Gungan over there.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Creepy.
Yeah. It's like that's another thing from Legends. Like, Trandoshans always talk about skinning Wookiees and stuff, and it's like, can't believe they included that in this animated show.
Too late for them. Sorry. That's a very, like, Anakin thing for her to say. Like,
yeah.
We have to do something.
Ahsoka's like, I'm a Padawan. Oh, dang.
Oh, dang. Yeah, tap into that dark side.
I do wonder how long they've been there. They let the Trandoshan get away with a raptor call.
Yeah. Blah. Oh, Combors.
No.
Do they enjoy living on the murder planet? That's smart to point out, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, why hadn't they gotten any weapons by now?
Star is the name of a character in Mission to Zix. I like that line because Ahsoka's like showing a little humility after needing their help.
Yeah, I mean, she knows she got there from a ship, so why wouldn't they be looking for their ship?
Well, it was a different ship. There was like a transport ship, and then there's the hovering fortress. This is the second time we've watched this in a couple of weeks, but the first time I was like really intense and engaged. Like I could not remember which of these, I knew some of them died, but I couldn't remember who. Well, there's Dar overestimating his abilities, too.
I don't know why they would want to try to hunt younglings or padawans. Like, I guess they think it's like the ultimate kill, but.
Well, they're probably like, ugh. They probably want to like say, oh, I've killed a Jedi, but they don't have as much honor as they pretend to.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're basically hunting the least trained possible, so just so we can say we did it.
Yeah, this one's pretty sad.
They're like, we're wrapping up season 3. You're old enough. If you've been watching from the beginning.
Here's a bunch of death.
Okay, gosh.
Guy's got some anger issues.
I know, it's your own fault. A lot more comforting than Luminara and Dooley.
Yeah. Plo's like, my girl. She's got this.
Barisafi goes missing for 2 minutes and Luminara's like, I need a new Padawan. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for watching and listening along. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.